Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what up? Oh man, you're on.
Yes,
you're
I am on and popping.
Cause last week Blog Talk Radio was not trying to hear you. Come on, Big Red. I don't know what happened.
Wasn't cooperating at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. And once again, our apologies about last week. But we're here now. It's the menu. Big Red, Brother B in the house. What up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up? Hope everybody had a great week. How you doing, Red? What's going on? What's going on, Red? What's going on?
Good. Enjoying my dinner right now that I made.
Dinner? Oh, okay. So the menu is really – so what's on the menu?
Well, what's on this menu is lasagna, something I ain't made in a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
lasagna, really?
I haven't made this in a long time.
Well, you tell him to be quiet. Boy in the background, happy that he that happy you made lasagna?
Mind you, they're all the way in the room, and I don't understand how you can hear that. I told them to keep it down. You got to keep it down right now. They all the way in the room. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's that lasagna. It's that lasagna. Make sure you freeze me a piece, okay?
Hopefully,
Omidy
don't eat it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. And between the cat and those two dudes,
yeah,
there'd be nothing but ten foil left in there. So.
Oh my God. I'm telling you, what's up with you?
Not much, man. It's been a rough week. I haven't really been getting any sleep. You know, it's
okay.
Working nights and working every day is just getting to me a little bit. I haven't been able to really like get any sleep. Like I'll turn around and have to take something to drink, and I don't want to get into that. Having to lean on something just to get some sleep. But yeah.
Why don't you try melatonin?
Someone was telling me about that. It's like a commercial.
A lot of people been using that. I heard people been using it for years, but I just recently I've heard people talk about it, but I'm recently seeing the commercial actually for it now. So I don't know how good it works, but maybe that might be a suggestion. Melatonin.
True.
Try and check it out and see how that works out.
Well, wait, what is it supposed to do?
It's supposed to help you fall asleep faster. I don't know what it actually is in it, or, you know, I don't know what actually is the ingredients or what it actually is, but it's supposed to help you fall asleep faster. And it's kind of like a non-addictive thing and stuff like that, so.
All right. So I'll give it a twirl.
Give it a twirl.
Yeah, I'll give it a twirl. But yo, but what's going on with you, Red? Because yeah, I got something to say. But go ahead. What's up with you? What's going on?
Good. Nothing. Chilling.
What's going on? Okay.
Chilling.
Working, trying to, getting
on my nerves. Had this job, but I just worked through it.
Yeah. That's all we can really do.
Yep.
That's all we can really do. So, yo, before we get this show underway,
mm-hmm.
I just want to ask, but I also want people to really start helping other people to kind of get over the sickness that they may, that the sickness that's obviously spreading throughout the town and maybe other places too. Yo, to you pedestrians, walking, when there's a green light, unless you have a license plate on your ass or there's no traffic at all, stay out of the goddamn street. Walking out when there's a green light in front of a car or thinking that it's okay to just walk, you know what I'm saying, just to walk out in the street and like, oh, the car is going to stop. Yo, I don't know if you understand. These are like two-ton vehicles. Some people, when they see the light go green, they automatically take off.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stand a chance. Like, lately I've been seeing too many situations where people, the light is green. But as soon as the light turns green, they want to step out into the street. And you're stepping out in front of a car. You're stepping out in front of a truck. Listen,
You saying lately?
Hmm. Yeah, well, lately I've just been noticing. I don't know if it's a trend or some type of dare, like eating the Tide Pods or something. Like,
it's not a
light
trend.
Green,
I'm
gonna
tell you
out.
What it is, because everybody's in a rush to go nowhere. That's what it is. Everybody's in a rush to go nowhere. Unfortunately, that's what it is. I've been seeing that for a long, and I see it all the time, where people they just like you said, if that light is getting ready to turn green, people they're gonna take off. They say, "Oh, I'm gonna beat the clock. Go ahead." Just like they got the timers on the walk thing. Go. I let them go. I don't care. It can say 20.
Yeah,
it's 20 seconds. I'm gonna stand there for them 20 seconds until the cars come to a complete stop. Thank you very much. Nope.
But this is the thing. What I've been seeing is I see the light turn green. Like, I saw one situation where the light turned green, dude was taking off, and then homeboy runs into the street, and then he just, like, stops. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Like, dude, you didn't see, like, it's time for traffic to go. You chose to stay on the corner and wait until the light turned green,
turn
and then
green,
now
and
all
then
of a sudden
you want
to cross.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense. Like,
let me tell you
listen. Let
me tell you something. Like your aunt used to say, my mama, rest in peace, they act like they got bumpers on their ass.
Yeah, listen, you don't. Like, to all you pedestrians, listen, if you're looking for a come up, getting hit by a car is not the way to go. Because there's a chance that you may get an injury that you may not come back from. So with that being said, please take this as a public service announcement. Tell a friend, tell a foe, tell somebody. Help somebody to help somebody else see the light of the situation. When the light turns green, unless you got license plates on your ass or you got bumpers, keep your ass on the sidewalk. Because that's another thing a lot of people, they just want to stand, like, in the middle of the street and just wait for the light. Like, yo, whoa, the sidewalk, is it you too good for the sidewalk now? Whatever happened to standing on it, the sidewalk is for you, the street is for the cars until it's time for you to cross. Like,
how about
I don't
this?
Know what this is.
Remember, cross on the green and not in between.
Oh, that's what, they need to bring that commercial back. They need to bring that commercial back. Because, yo, real talk, like, my issue for real is, like, you really think you're entitled. Like, that's what I think is getting out of control. People have this thing where they feel they're entitled to do whatever they want to do. Walking in front of a car is asinine, and you're a jackass. That doesn't have anything to do with, oh, well, he's a car, and he has to stop because I'm a pedestrian. No. You're walking into traffic. Why would you walk in the traffic?
Exactly. And that's what,
like,
they look at, the fact that, he's the car, he's supposed to stop. No, they're not going to stop. You're going to get hit.
These cars do not stop on a dime. We're talking about a vehicle upwards of 2,000, a piece of metal upwards of 2,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You think if somebody's taking off from a light, it's just going to be easy to stop. It's going to take them at least 5 feet to stop. 5 feet, you could be on top of the hood with your legs broken out the other way.
Exactly. Exactly.
You could be on the floor on the other side of the street somewhere. Like, yo, this is not, you know, I may come across a little funny with it, but in all seriousness, people, stop it. Like, pay attention when you're crossing the street. These cars hurt. I never felt one, and I don't want to feel one. That's why I keep my ass where it needs to be until the light changes. Because getting hit by a car, like I said, you may get an injury that you might not come back from.
Yep.
So.
Nope, I don't play that. I'll sit right there. You people be running across and, oh, I come, yeah, go ahead, you can make it. I'm going to stand right on stand right on this sidewalk.
Oh, yeah, I watched the whole thing. I ain't going to videotape it either because I don't want to see it. I want to see the repeat of you being stupid. But, that's I really had to get that off because I've seen some people just really almost just lose a body part, lose their life, just walking out into the street, just casually walking on the green light and thinking, oh, well, they have to stop for me.
Exactly. I don't get it.
But they'll get it when that one person says, F that, and run your ass over. And keep going.
That's the thing. They see. My thing is this: you watch the news. You watch the news, and they Google and stuff, and they sit on the news and watch YouTube and all that stuff. You see this stuff. People will hit you, and they're gonna keep going. They're not gonna stop.
Yep. They said, "Oh, I didn't know I hit somebody. I thought it was a pothole."
That ain't funny. But yeah, exactly. And then a lot of these people that are driving, not everybody has a license. Not everybody has insurance.
Yep.
A lot of these people are driving illegally.
Yep.
And guess what? A person that's going through all of that, they're going to hit you and keep right on going because guess what? I don't want to get in trouble. I ain't trying to go to jail.
And then who you going to sue? If a person ain't got no money, you ain't going to get nothing. But you're going to have that hospital bill, I tell you that.
You sure are.
And probably a broke leg or something worse. But anyway, yeah, I just had to get that off. That was Brother B's corner. I had to get that off.
Brother B's corner.
So what up? Once again, y'all, what up? This is Blog Talk Radio with the menu. What should I say? The menu with Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, the menu with Blog Talk Radio. And we rocking live. And right now is Brother B. And Big Red eating lasagna, and she better save me a piece. The guest caller number is 347-324. You know how to slide that in there. 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Save me some lasagna. Anyway, so our topic tonight is, do men take women on dates anymore?
Oh boy.
Well, you wanted to do this.
No,
so
I'm just
go
saying,
ahead.
Oh boy.
The floor is yours.
Well,
Big Red,
no,
take it away.
The floor is mine, but that's more of a question. Well, I guess I can go on both sides, but that's more of a question that we women ask, like trying to ask men, like, do y'all take, well, not you per, you know, not you per se. Or maybe, you know, from people that you may, you know, talk to, you know, males or whatever, do they take women on dates anymore? Like, once again, I'm single, but guess what? Dudes that
you don't
approach
count.
Me or... Huh?
You don't count.
I don't count.
You don't count because...
I don't count.
You don't count. You don't count because, like, I have to put it out there. Different calibers. Because you know what? I can easily flip the script. And now, all right, do men take women on dates anymore? But, yo, I can flip it and be like, do women want to be taken on dates anymore? Because you got women that are on some, yo, listen.
Okay.
I don't really want to talk to you like that. Just give me the goods and go take your ass home. That's all I'm looking for. Women have flipped the script now to the point where, yo, they on some wham, bam, thank you, sir.
Right,
yeah.
I understand
Peace.
That. And I
that's
understand that. And that's my, okay, and that goes in tune with this because you know what? Maybe that's the reason why men don't take that, women on dates anymore.
Yeah, because you got women out there like, yo, I want a Netflix and chill. Oh, okay.
But so see, I think that's more for, not to interrupt you, but I think that's more, okay. Once again, I think it depends on the situation. But see, my thing is this. Because of the type of social media and all that, so like I said, they really don't approach you in the street. Like, men don't approach you in the street. If they do, it's always something negative or stupid that they're saying. I'm not saying all, but nobody wants the court to get to the dating part.
Well, because, all right, once again, the art of communication, this is why shows like Absolute Truth and The Menu are out here to try and get people talking and communicating again on, you know, more of a, you know, basically just trying to increase your vernacular and expand your mind, like talk, like conversate. Like, people just need to get into the art of talking again,
right,
speaking again, instead of texting and everything on social media. But see, the thing is, social media has made it easier for people to not verbally communicate. So this is why that there's this whole thing of like, oh, courting. Like, they got people sending each other messages on Facebook or whatever other thing.
The messenger, whatever.
Yeah, and that's courting. Because it's like, oh, so what's your name? Oh, da-da-da. And what's this? And da-da-da. And what's that? Nobody's talking. Everything is being typed out. So when you don't have to talk, when you just have to type, there's a comfort to some people in that, because they don't have to, I guess, they don't really have to be them.
Right, but then how would you, like, that shows you have no social skills. That means you don't have social skills, and I think that's what's wrong with a lot of people these days, men and women, they don't have any social skills.
That's why they're on social media.
Right.
You notice it's comprised of two words, social and media. So really, you know what I'm saying? What's really social about media?
It's
like,
unbelievable.
Like, to me, media is the news, and it feeds you junk.
Right.
Social is everybody. That's like people trying to, you know, just all get along. So basically, you got social, everybody trying to get along. What in terms of the media? This whole little video, all this other stuff that's going on. I mean, it's BS. It's BS. Everybody is turned to social media whores, and no one really wants to sit down and have a cup of tea or coffee, or, you know, that's corny, or sit down. You know, somebody may want to sit down and have a little drink or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Like, people, that's because, you know what? You got some people like, well, why do I want to spend money on someone that may not be worth it? See, that's one thing about the dating scene that probably has an issue. Like, when I used to do it years ago, the problem was, all right, so you go out, every time you go out, you're spending like $60, $70, $80 a pop, and you're going from person to person. Guys are like, yo, some guys, not all, but some guys are like, yo, I'm spending money on somebody who may not even be worth it. But then you got the other side of it, where there are women out there who are just like, well, I'm not paying the bill, so I'm just gonna go out, you know, have me some dinner, and, you know, take a doggy bag, and okay, I'll call you if I feel like it.
But
in
my thing is,
that.
But if you caught and get to know the person, if you sit down and actually have a conversation with them before that time happens, then you know, kind of know what you're getting into. But if you on social media and you just hitting this person up through Instagram or Facebook Messenger, or my thing, I'll even take you texting me, because to me, you texting me is a little more personal, because at least you have my number. Mm-hmm. You have my number, so that's more of a personal thing. But if you hit me up, inboxing me or DMing me, which is Instagram, you're not really getting, you know, you can't. That's not really personal to me because we're on a social media site talking to each other.
Well, okay. Now.
And I don't consider that courting at all.
Well, all right. To me, the whole courting thing is, you know, you're kicking it with a person. You exchange, you know, you find a person you're interested in. You exchange numbers. You guys, you know, start a, you know, little small talk. You make arrangements to hang out. You hang out a few times, you know, to see what this person is all. You're checking each other out to see, like, I can see myself with this person, this, that, and third. But the big issue at hand, people are just lusting first.
Mm-hmm.
Shorty got out. Fire.
Exactly.
You know, and then, oh, homeboy look like he got a package. So, you know, his jeans on pretty tight. So, you know, I got a.
Oh, no, the gray sweatpants.
Gray sweatpants. So everybody's lusting. So
yeah.
It's not really about, I want to get to know you. I just want to jump your bones, and then we can exchange pleasantries after that.
Exactly. Absolutely. So then it's like, where do we change it, or how do we change that? How does, and I don't think it's going to change because
social media.
It's not going to change.
It's not. Nah, listen, sex, first thing, it's not like sex has never been, like, the greatest thing since, you know, sliced bread. But the whole thing is just the fact that sex is so, it's just become bigger than what it is.
Right.
Like, every time you turn around, it's just sex, sex, sex. Everything is so sexual orientated. So sex is like the new courting. You have sex first.
Wow.
And then you speak about, oh, so.
And then if I like the sex, then we can go out.
Exactly. Like, if the sex is good, then now you're keeping my interest. But words and how you talk, and, you know, the fact that you may or may not have a job, or, oh, you know, I have this passion for flowers and this, that, and the third, that's no longer interesting. It's all about, like, oh, man, I got my back blown out. Or, oh, yeah, she did. She, you know, she graduated. She gave him some serious head. And, oh, I'm going to have to keep her. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to keep him.
That's unbelievable, because you know what? Sex is going to die out after a while. Because guess what? I'm not going to say that having sex is the same.
March of the Wooden Soldiers? the dolls. The dolls are coming. Big Barbie.
All I thought of was Laura Hardy.
Yeah, Martha wouldn't told us. The dolls are coming.
Yeah.
The dolls are coming.
Yeah,
yep.
But yeah, it's like, that's going to get boring after a while. Okay, fine. Okay, yeah, y'all had all this sexual bliss and all this other stuff, but that's going to get boring after a while. And see, that's
then
where...
Then you move on to the next one.
Exactly. No. You're not going to move on. That's where the cheating comes in at. Because after a while,
that's,
when
wait,
it gets boring...
Wait, who said we was together? I thought we was just entertaining each other.
Bam.
See?
There you go.
See?
Exactly.
I didn't know we were exclusive.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying it's just like, it's so sad that that's how, just like you said, the courting goes. It's like, oh, he got a, you know, good package, or this, that, and the other. Or we spoke on social media.
Oh, he looking
media.
All good. Or look, he looking.
And now I've met up
good,
with him
girl.
Or her or whatever. Right, I've met up with him or her, whatever. And instead of meeting up and saying, okay, well, you know what, let's go get some, just like you said, some pancakes, coffee, something, tea, like a cheeseburger from McDonald's. Let's go get something. And once again, you know I hear it all the time. Oh, when you going to let me come to your house? When you going to let me come through? No. What do you mean let you come through for what? For what reason?
Fix
now,
your
I know what you want to come through for, but my thing is this. What's going like? Okay, so you come through, that happens. Then what after that? What's going to happen after that? I'm not going to hear from you for a whole 2 or 3 months until you're ready to come back to me, because I know you probably have other people that you're dealing with.
Well, yeah, but it all depends on how much lasagna you made. Then they might come back. There's some more lasagna. So then
yeah,
they'll probably be back next week.
I know. And that's the thing. It's like, once again, okay, I get that money is tight with people. You know, I get all of that. But it can't be too tight if you telling me you can't take me, once again, you can't take me out. Like I said, IHOP don't cost that much money. I know IHOP is not crazy. So you mean to tell me you trying to get to know me, we can't go out to IHOP during the day for Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
Hold on. Okay. Stupid. First of all, I don't even like pancakes like that. That's just me. I'm not a pancaker. Okay?
I'm not a pancaker.
Sorry. No disrespect to IHOP, but I'm not a pancaker. Now, check this out. Now, one of the issues is this. And I've heard this because, you know, I try to make it my business to especially since we do this show, but even before I started doing the show, I made it my business to, like, try to just talk to people, just communicate. And, you have a lot of women out there. You know, not all the whole world of women, but
mm-hmm.
I've heard it be said, like, well, this motherfucker tried to take me to BBQs, or this motherfucker tried to take me to McDonald's, or he tried to take me, like, nah, you taking me to Red Lobster. You taking me here, like, whoa, son, whoa. The fact that, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't see what's the problem. It's not about, see, that's the thing, people are looking at some women are looking at the money being spent, which turns dudes off. Because the whole thing is, if I'm trying to spend quality time, whether it's a buffet, whether it's McDonald's, BBQs,
right,
or whatever, like quality time, trying to spend some time, whether it's us getting some lunch and go sitting on the park bench, quality time is quality time. But some people out there, some women, and there are women out there who are actually just, whether it's some of these females in rap, or some of these females, whatever, are actually putting out their way. If he can't afford to take you here, then he ain't really interested.
But see, you
no.
know what that, you know why
That's
that,
not
you
true.
Know why that is? Once again, now I'm not going to, well, I kind of could put social media, but you know what that is? Because once again, here we go, we're now on top of social media, reality TV. Oh, so-and-so.
Ain't nothing real about
so-and-so,
that.
Huh?
What ain't nothing real about reality. Ain't nothing
exactly.
real about reality
oh,
TV.
So-and-so
it's all scripted.
Took his girl. I remember when all that Love and Hip Hop stuff really like when it first started, and I kept hearing females like the, you know, these little younger girls from my old Chipotle this, Chipotle that, Chipotle, oh, Fab and Chipotle, and I'm saying to myself, why are they, you know, I didn't put it together because, you know, I'm not into that, so I'm like, why are they talking about this place called Chipotle? So I didn't even know what Chipotle was. I didn't know nothing about what it was. So I think one of my nieces was like, oh, that's the place that Fabulous took one of them girls, some girl, I don't know who the hell the girl is. I don't know if she's some model, some stripper. I don't know who the hell the girl. But they were saying that Fabulous took the girl to this Chipotle place. And then after that, oh, my God, that's all you heard is about Chipotle, this Chipotle. You heard about Chipotle all over the damn place. And I'm like, are y'all saying so? That's where that stems from, because they see these so-called fake-ass celebrities going to all these expensive places. So they figure, if so-and-so took his girl, well, I need to go there, and Benihana and all that. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Now, I'm not saying that a man is not supposed to take a woman someplace, you know, respectable or someplace nice. But my thing is, I feel it's not, it's just the appreciation for a person. Like I said, me personally, you trying to get to know me, we ain't got to go no place like that. Like I said, we We can go to IHOP for Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. You can take me to, what's that other place? You can take me to Red Robin, or we can go to Red
Robin. Sonic.
You can take me.
Sonic. Everybody, Big Red loves Sonic.
I love
Sonic. So
forward
your frosties to the menu at Blog Talk.
You so bad.
Yo,
but that's what I'm saying. You can
take 91. I'm sorry, Red. Finish up, bro. Right. Yeah, 1591. What's good?
Oh God.
Hey, listen, y'all. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Okay,
what?
No.
You know, I got
What's up?
Well, I
you got wait. Yes. You got a frosty? You got a frosty from Sonic? Because Big Red ain't
you
trying
what?
To hear you if you ain't got no frosty from Sonic.
No.
What's
the
Rudy Tooty?
What about
the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
Or better yet, get the lemonade from Popeye. That's off the hook.
That's
what?
Right.
I never tried that. I never tried the lemonade.
Oh, you never
Popeye.
Tried that lemonade? Yeah, that ice cream from Popeye be off the hook, man. Let me tell y'all.
Oh, I never tried that.
About this. Welcome to the dating world of 2018, where the art of courting is dead and gone. I
oh,
am telling you, like it is.
It is.
Big Red,
you
said something that is true. Unfortunately, this is what's going on with the dating scene. Social media killed it. Reality TV killed it. See, the days of taking a woman to a nice park or to a nice walk in the park, taking a woman somewhere that's nice and stuff, that's all good.
You're lame.
Because guess what?
Yep.
You're lame and you're boring.
And you're corny.
You know, gone are the days of the old school romance, the classic romance that you see in the old movies. That's all gone. These days, if you're not taking a woman to the most expensive place ever, and I mean, hey, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just telling it like it is, the way I've seen it. It's like if you take them somewhere nice, it's not satisfying. I want the whole shebang and bang.
Well, you know what?
Some
people equate being taken somewhere fancy, like, oh, he spent money or she spent money. That
I'm
must mean that they're really intimate. Yeah. Or I'm really, or they're really interested.
And you know, and that's the sad part about it. That's all that people care about is, oh well, I'm going somewhere nice. Oh, if you take the person to a nice little place, you take the person to a nice cafe or a nice small place, it's a problem.
Like, hey, no, they don't want to do that.
They don't want to do that.
Well, because
you know
that's
like
boring.
Said, Rich, yeah, it is. It's boring. If you're not breaking the bank and you're like, hey, wait a minute. Look, I'm just taking you to a place that I could afford. Think about my pocket. Oh, you're broke, or this, or this, or you're poor. No, it's not about being poor. It's the thought that counts. If you're going to take somebody out on a date, take them somewhere nice. You take them to a nice place. I know you're not going to take them to just McDonald's or Burger King or fast food place, but you're taking them to a nice restaurant around the way, which is nice. Like, okay, if you don't like that kind of food, then we could leave. You know, it's always something. It's always, and some people, they can't seem to enjoy the relationship or enjoy the time.
Because they want to move. Everybody wants to move fast. That's the problem. That's
what
I'm saying. Just like what I said earlier with Brother B was saying about people crossing the street when the cars. Everybody's trying to go somewhere fast. They don't wanna take their time and get to know somebody. It's like, oh, I seen you on social media. They had the titties hanging out. I wanna have sex. Bang. And then
bang.
We can work about getting married and having children. Oh no, but you're pregnant already, so you know we can worry about marriage and everything later on. That's what I'm saying. It's like everybody wants to go somewhere fast. They're moving
too
fast.
Like, chill out.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let me get to know you first.
Exactly.
Don't just jump up on the marriage thing. And you know what? People who jump on a marriage thing, and these days when you jump into something, guess what happens? It crashes and burns.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you're putting your foot on the gas. You're trying to get somewhere. You driving so fast, you don't need all your constant is getting somewhere. And next thing you know, your car loses control and crashes. You get into an accident and get all hurt up and all, and like, oh my goodness, or you end up hurting somebody, or someone ends up hurting you because they'll get out the car and jack you up in a heartbeat from crashing into the car. Now, all that rushing, what for? Chill out. Get to know the person.
Right. Enjoy it.
You just met the person. And you know what's sad about it? You see this online dating stuff? I wouldn't trust that neither. Because some people, because they met the person online dating, they talk to the person for just a few, or they think they know the person already. Well, do you know the person that well? Really? Seriously?
Yeah, because they figure I'm talking to you online, so yeah, I know you. Because you know what it is? They don't meet this person. When they talking online, and I've had that experience myself and experienced it with certain, certain guys.
So did I.
When I'm talking to you, once again, we're talking for weeks. They'll sit up there and say, oh, I want to meet you. But guess what? It'll be weeks, months. But in between that time, we're talking, but then we're sharing certain information already with each other. We already share information. You already know my name. You already know, well, not where I live at, but you already know my name. You know my height. You know this. Well, you don't even have to know all of that because guess what? You see me on social media. So you already know all of that stuff, except for the people that are trying to hide that stuff. So we're having conversation on there already. So then they feel it's no need for us to go out. You know why it's no need for us to go out? Because you don't already told me everything about you.
Because you know what's sad about it?
You know what? You know what? But go ahead, K-Dog, go ahead.
This is the problem. Nobody talks to each other like you see on the phone. They don't talk to each other. Everyone is on social media going crazy, and that's the problem. That's what leads to such toxic relationships. That's what leads to relationships going kaput, and you wonder why, like, what the hell? I can't believe I talked to this person. Oh, I didn't know that person was like that. Well, did you have a conversation? Did you talk on the phone?
Well, you know what? All right. One thing I will say, and I do it, but I wouldn't do it like in terms of if I was like courting someone. The whole texting thing. It doesn't give you insight in terms in like people can hide behind a text. People can hide behind stuff that are nonverbal. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem, the nonverbal communication that everybody has accepted as like the new verbal, which is it's not good because, hey, I want to hear, like, you see how we're talking right now? I can hear, like, how you sound when I say something or when you say something. You kind of can get the gist of, like, oh, you sound like you smiling, or you sound like this.
Right.
Or, you know, you sound everything by sound.
Right.
The problem, you've taken away the warmth of everything.
Yeah.
You've taken away that audible feeling that everybody used to have. Now, everything is just on a text. And see, just because you put letters in caps, oh, why are you angry? Wait a minute.
Right.
Cats don't mean I'm angry, but see,
angry,
people,
right.
See, that's that problem. It's that nonverbal form of communication where society is seeming to go, which when you go in that direction, then everything becomes like, it's just like, it's so generic. That's why I think people are losing their like moral code if they ever had it. And they're losing their senses because we're dulling our senses with nonverbal types of communication. We're putting the nonverbal before the verbal. We're taking the warmth. We're taking the humanity out of being human because we're dulling ourselves. So that's why it's easy. That's why it's so easy for, and I just use some of these as examples, but that's why it seems like it's so easy for somebody to just go around shooting, stabbing, or killing somebody because we're putting barriers between one another to the point where I don't care about you and you don't care about me. I really don't care at all because I'm living in this world where it's not about caring about people. It's just about, you know, whatever I want it to be. So that's why you do have the people. That's why you do have the people that just walk out into the street because, once again, some people feel entitled, like, I can do this because you're not going to do that.
Right,
no.
You're not going to hit me.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not about me hitting you. It's about, will this two-ton vehicle stop in enough time before your ass is on the floor,
right,
under the car,
okay,
or under the truck? That's what it's about. It's not about what I did. It's about what you did to cause yourself to be on the floor bleeding. And sometimes that's not always the case. But the thing is, we're being so insensitive to one another.
Right, absolutely.
And that's the issue. It's the issue.
But, yeah, so
that's the problem.
I just don't get it. It's like, you know, what does it take? Like, it's like it's normal. To me, it's like people see it as normal. I don't think, to me, and I don't know if it's because maybe, you know, we all are from like the older generation. We don't see it as normal. I don't see it as normal. I'm sure you guys don't see it as normal. But, you know, it seems like that's just the norm now. It's like, oh, I don't really want, once again, I don't want to court you. But once again, you see me on social media. You know, me or other women, you see me or the women, you know, a woman sees a guy on social media. Yes, okay, he looks good. Yes, he's fine. He's all that stuff. But guess what? You may get around him and can't stand him.
Exactly.
You may get around him and can't stand him.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. Because you know what? This is, like, I'll use myself as an example. There was a time that I did meet someone online. I thought that she was the bomb. But you turned into a nightmare. You know, I didn't know that she had such a horrible attitude.
Right.
You know, to make a long story short, that I have to cut all communications from this person because this person wasn't who she said she was. And I learned from it. It taught me a huge lesson. I was like, yeah, that's why I don't do that online dating stuff again. That's a
forbidden job. I ain't doing that no more. Yeah, it's sad. It just doesn't make any type of sense. And then, you know, then it's like you're the person that, it's like they look at you like you're the person that's in the wrong. No, it ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm not in the wrong. This is just not how I operate. This is not how I operate. At the end of the day, if you're claiming that, oh, I'm so beautiful and I'm just because you know that you're all those things until you say something that they don't like, and then it's like, oh, well, then they want to try to insult you. And it's like, listen, you started hollering at me. I didn't say nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I like the picture or two of yours don't mean I was in love with you.
Well, see, that's the thing. See, once again, people hide behind the social media. People hide behind the facade. It's all about a facade. Like, you can't expect to be in a real relationship or get into a real situation when you don't even, listen, you got to know who you are first. You got to know who you are. If you don't know who you are or what you're about, you can't possibly know what you want out of life or what you expect from the next person. No, people don't take time to do self-exploration anymore to turn around and figure out, oh, who they want to date or what type of person they want in their life or
you know
what they want for dinner.
You know why? Because I'm lonely. Oh, I don't want to be lonely. Oh, my friend, is she got a boyfriend. Why? I don't want to be by myself. Oh, when I see her in the street or when we got at work, I want to be able to brag about my man too. No. Are you kidding me? Yeah, brag about your man and then the same person that you claim is your man or your boyfriend is some corny cornball Negro. And then, you know, it's like, no. I don't want to brag about nobody but myself.
And
now, when I get somebody that's worth bragging about, that's different.
But
and that's the
wait
problem.
But hold on, K-Dog. All right. K-Dog, we're about the man of the hour, 3054. He's here.
There he is.
3054.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's true.
We
got to
get some separate. We got to get some separate theme music for him.
It's time.
Separate theme music.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Well, I like to say that K-Dog was talking about me that we did online, and I'm not the same person that we met that, you know, when we were talking online before. So we're really talking about me. Go ahead, K-Dog. Tell us.
Excuse
me. But hello everyone. But I just want to go back to what Big Red said earlier in the program, how people today are just not sociable. So maybe that's part of the reason people don't know how to date anymore, because they don't know how to interact with people. Because like Kato Go said, social media is like a blessing but a curse at the same time. It seems more like a curse. And quick story, I'll never forget when we met Brother B in a restaurant years ago to get to know each other. We didn't have our phones out. We just talked, enjoyed ourselves, and it was like one of the best times we ever had. And it's like,
yep,
people don't do that anymore.
Nope.
And instead, like,
nope,
you know, no matter how, when you go outside, you see people on their phone. Like Anisha and I always go to the bars, and we just laugh at people at the bars. Like, you're out to have a good time, but all four girls or all four guys on their phone and not interacting with each other.
Yeah, no one's talking to each other.
That happened to me one time. I went on a date with a guy, and he was on his phone. Matter of fact, his mother kept calling, and everybody else kept calling.
Oh,
he's
my
on his
goodness.
Phone. And I'm like, well, if you wasn't interested in going on a date, you should have just said so. Like,
yeah,
just
well,
tell
maybe,
me. You don't have to fake the phone.
Maybe
well, maybe, but wait,
maybe
hold on.
Maybe you told you through social media.
Yeah,
could be
maybe if you would have answered your phone, maybe if you would have answered your phone while he was sitting next to you, you would have seen that he was sending you a text message saying that, yo, so how are you liking the
man.
Food? And then he texts back and says, oh, it's okay. It's like, oh, do you want more shrimp sauce? Or just, like maybe you should have answered your
no,
phone.
Maybe I
should
answer my phone.
No, what if that's a joke? What if people actually do that? Some people do communicate to each other on the phone while they're there. And that's real crazy.
Yeah.
That's retarded. That's just plain not retarded. But
it's like, you know what?
I don't care. But then you claim it not, you know, men are, oh, I'm looking for a wifey. Okay, if you're looking for a wife or a wifey or whatever the heck you got to communicate with somebody. You're not going to find that wifey on Instagram, and all she do is put up pictures of showing everything, or she a Instagram model or whatever you want, or a bottle girl or whatever you want to call
her.
That's my entertainment, okay? Calm down. That's my
but
no,
wait
I,
a
no,
minute.
That's
but
fine.
That's
let
what
me tell you something. That's
about.
Fine if the person
it's
is entertainment. But see,
first.
Some of these dudes is trying to wife these type of girls.
And that's a
well, yeah, because
that's
of the operation. Look.
And
no,
that's
and
the one that they want to take
that.
Out on them, try to take out on them expensive dates, or try to take them out in front like they're going to take them out, and then next thing you know, they're taking them to McDonald's for a cheeseburger, and then she's going to talk about them later.
No, Big
yep.
Red. How many times I need to tell
you?
You
know that?
Two for $25
Applebee's.
Two for $25.
Yep, exactly.
Two for $25 Applebee's, okay?
Two for $25.
No, that's right. Hey, can't beat that price.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
What
listen,
but, man, this
I
whole,
remember.
This whole dating game. This whole dating game is a joke.
Yo, I remember years
ago. They ain't
ago,
no dating.
Nope.
I remember years ago, you could safely say, hey, why don't you come over by me and I'll cook? And no one really thought that there was something else behind it. They
right.
were just like, oh, okay, I'll
yeah.
come over and we'll sit down and eat. But now it's like, oh, why don't you come over? Oh, why? So you could try to smash. No, dude, I'm not trying to relax. Like, can't we just,
right.
can't I
but
just show off
before?
My cooking skills?
You
no,
can't do that no more,
before?
Brother B. That goes against the rules.
Because you know what? Because that's
true.
The mindset
but what you
now.
Say, yeah, what you say, all right?
No, all maybe right. it worked before because it seems like dating today. Why doesn't it seem like why people don't want to date anymore? Some people don't want to deal with the so-called drama. Or try to be attached. Basically, I think some people just want to have their cake and eat it too. You
mm-hmm.
know, quote unquote, test the waters. And also, I think some people just title relationships. Especially in
okay,
our
I
generation.
Mean, I get that. My thing is, I get that. But then don't, my thing is if that's what you want to do, then say it. But the thing is, nobody wants to say that. They rather mask it. And you know, and then do something else. Just say what it is that you want. That's all. Just
people,
say what you want or what you
want
to do.
Well,
like I don't want
to
hear all that other nonsense.
Some people don't know how to communicate. Some people don't know how to communicate until the anger comes out. Like I was
but
telling you
the problem.
But until you piss me off, then I tell you the whole truth.
But that's
really
the problem. Hot Rod. Hot Rod, what you just said is the absolute truth, man. And I say it, and I say it meaningfully.
Absolute truth.
Because guess what? Now these days, rule number one, being nice is a kiss of death. Rule number two, that's why I say, hey, personally in my life, and Hot Rod knows it already, the gentleman part of me is all gone. I mean, don't get me wrong, I always have respect for women, but hey, that being the nicey nice dude, the gentleman, that's gone.
But now, you see what happens? So now you change your character.
Or you change her character.
You know, because the way the world is going, so now everybody got it twisted. Now the situation is messed up for everybody.
Why should I work at a relationship?
Well, yeah,
one
but that's the whole thing.
Apple could spoil a whole bunch, especially if that apple is rotten to the core. It could mess up everything. And you know what? This is what happens let's just say you have a machine that's working fine. You throw a monkey wrench up in that sucker. What do you think is going to happen?
This is true, but you know what? But you shouldn't. No, I don't think anyone should. First of all, there's only a certain amount of faith that you need to put in a person before they have to prove themselves. And the whole thing is nowadays people are not getting to that point. Or some people, once again, they feel, I don't have to prove anything to anyone. So listen, if you feel like you don't have anything to prove, then you shouldn't be trying to out there date someone, or you shouldn't be trying to be in a relationship, because there's always something
you
that you're going
to
have to prove
to
but show a person.
Yeah.
So are you trying to say that many people are too independent now these days compared to back then?
Well, yeah, because
like,
I don't need you. I don't need this. I don't need water. I don't need cheese. I don't need nothing. So if you don't need nothing, then stay away from everybody. Then you just go sit in a room in a box by yourself. Just stay away. Exactly. Everybody wants to be on this independent thing, saying, I don't need. Listen, check this out. Before you start sitting there and say, I don't need things, hold your breath and don't take a shower for a week. And then you'll see about what you really need and you don't need. Because since you don't need to breathe and you don't need to take a shower,
some of them don't take a shower
all
week anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like they care.
Some of them don't take a shower.
Now that's
some
bad.
Some don't take a shower any damn way.
But once again, we're losing our humanity.
We are.
Humanity, and that's the problem.
We all losing it, and it's just like, you know, like I said, you know, it's just like if you're not already in a relationship with somebody, like somebody that you might have met like maybe years ago when courting was actually a thing, it's like now it's really no hope now. It's like you just might as well just stay to yourself.
Exactly.
Might as well, because it's not worth it, because you know on both parts, everybody, on women and men, everybody has too many hang-ups. If it's not the hang-ups, it's you know, the men want to be women and the women want to be men. If it's not that, they don't like this particular type of person and they don't like that particular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody wants to be particular, which I don't knock people for wanting to be, you know, wanting to deal with a person that they want to deal with. But I think people have very, like, high expectations of their perfect partner, and it's not going to happen that way. You're not going to always get that woman. You're not going to get that woman that looks like, what's that chick name? Whatever them chick's name. The old them loving hip hop. You're not going to get women that's going to look like that all the time. You're not going to get a girl that's going to look
like
that.
That's the kind of woman I don't want. That's the kind of woman I wouldn't want to date anybody from Love and Hip Hop.
Okay, or the woman, you're not going to get a dude like, what's his name, the guy that's all on social media now that was showing all his package to everybody. You're not going to get a guy like
Safari?
Safari, Safarina, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
you ain't going to get...
Well,
you're not going to get a dude like that, and if you do get a dude like that, guess what? You think he ain't slinging that thing somewhere else or other place or somewhere else's?
Yeah, he could
bring it around. I don't know. He might be passing something around.
Thank you. Exactly.
But I
and that's the same thing.
That's the problem.
People want.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, hot rod.
People comparing their relationships to other relationships or look at other relationships compared to theirs. And I think that's one thing we have to say. Kay don't know my girlfriend. Do you a social media whore? I'm a Facebook whore. But do you see me and my girlfriend on social media that much together?
Hell no.
Because it's really nobody's business what's going on between my home. I show you my kids. I show you. I act like a fool. But what's going on? But people still don't know my private life.
Exactly.
Even when I was in a relationship, I never put my stuff on all over blast on social media because you know what?
It
ain't nobody's business. And the problem is,
You know what's sad, K-Dog? To go along with what you were saying, some partners get offended when you don't put your business on.
Yes, exactly.
That's the thing. I don't understand.
Well, I'm not going to get mad because you know what? Listen, there are some people out there who put their whole relationship status on social media. They put every picture. They're putting up all this stuff. And you know what? It's to some people, it's like, damn, man, what the hell? They're having a fight with the person. They're putting it on social media. They make up with
the person, check this out.
On social media.
Yo, check this out because we got like 4 minutes left. But I just want to say this on my part lastly, and y'all take it wherever. Please, whoever's listening, do not take relationship advice from someone who either is not in a relationship or has a bad relationship.
Yes.
Stop taking advice from people who ain't got their own shit together. Unless they have a perfect marriage or a perfect relationship, and even still, what's good for them may not be good for you.
Absolutely.
So find your own way. Find your own way instead of trying to find out what everybody else is doing. Find your own damn way.
I'm looking for the mic. I'm looking for the mic drop. Where's the mic drop?
Where's the mic drop, brother? And another thing, stop copying your relationship off of what you see in Hollywood because all that glitters is not gold. Stop copying off of these actresses, these celebrities. You don't have to model your relationship after no celebrity. They have their own things they do.
Ouch.
Absolutely.
What's going on tonight?
You know.
That's right.
I put it to you like this. Once again, we need to have communication so the courting can start again so this way you can get to know the person. Once again, sex is going to be there. It's everywhere. Like I said, if you want sex that bad, that's what pornos are for. Watch a porno. It's not going
to
kill you.
Jerk off if you have to.
Exactly. It's not like sex is going to be there. You're not, you know, it's like they're not. My thing is, if you're a young person, you know, 12 or 13, you know, if you're a young kid, 12, 13, 14 years old, yeah, sex is exciting then. But when you get a certain age, when you get in your late 20s, 30s, 40s, sex is not that important. It's really not. Because by now, you should know what you're doing. It's like the same body part. Everybody got the same body part. Nothing's different unless they changed it. That's their damn business if they did. Everybody got the same damn body part. Like, women's body parts did not change. Men's body parts did not change. Okay?
It's the same thing. And there's something else. That sex craze, it comes with consequences.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
You get something you can't get rid of, like it ain't, you know, like we ain't talking
like
about the pregnancy, ain't. Listen, that ain't even a worry no more. We talking about all that other stuff.
So Hot Rod, take it out. We got a minute left. Take it out, Hot Rod.
Oh, tomorrow night, right here on Blog Talk Radio at 10:30, our topic will be why do men/women stay in toxic relationships? Ouch.
Bang! I like that.
Bam.
Uh oh.
Bam.
I'll be calling.
Oh, most definitely. And on that note, Hot Rod, K Dog, Red,
thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Another
one in the can. Absolute
That's
Truth
right.
tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Check it out, y'all. This has been another episode of The Menu. We out. Catch you next
okay,
Sunday.
Okay, later, guys.
And enjoy The Walking Dead. Enjoy The Walking Dead.
Yes, thank you so much.
That's right, guys.
Later.
All right, good night.
Later, y'all. Later.
Peace.
Peace.